This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so here's the deal, that this is a program primarily about what's going on in your life and what's going on emotionally in your life. The idea of I'm your friendly neighborhood calling psychologist, but we also try and keep up with what's going on in the world, so we can talk about, you know, the Waco situation, or we could talk about the Red Nose or whatever. And the Rangers, as many of you know, are now in tied 2-2. So I thought that there's a story here, which I thought was very cool, about where teens get their names. And I thought what I would do is talk with you about that, and then put up on Facebook, if you were gonna have your own sports team, what would it be? And mine would definitely be Joy's Boys. I mean, no question. Okay. So, do you know why the Rangers are called the New York Rangers?
I do not know that. They're one of the original NHL teams. So they're one of the
1925.
Yep.
They joined the National Hockey League. They played in their home games in the old Madison Square Garden. Tex Rickard, the boxing promoter and ex-gold prospector who built and owned the arena, which I didn't know, decided he wanted his own NHL team, which he was awarded in 1926. Rickard's team was immediately dubbed Texas Rangers, T-E-X apostrophe S, because his name
which is
Tex.
Also the name of a Major League Baseball team right now.
Okay, well, but wait, it gets better. As a pun referencing the paramilitary force founded in Texas during the 1830s, the Americans folded in 1942, while Texas Rangers remain. So there you go, all right, because it was the New York Americans were first. All right, so...
Okay.
All right, so let's see if I can... Oh, if my computer freezes, I've got a problem. All right, here we go. We'll sing the Star Spangled Banner in a minute. All right, the New Jersey Devils. All right, let's hear why they call that. New Jersey's never been known for mountains. The team that needed a new nickname after the Colorado Rockies relocated to the Garden State in 1982. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. The New York... Well, the Rockies are what? The New Yorkers Rockies. Is that a baseball team now?
Well, yeah, the Colorado Rockies are a baseball team.
Yeah, but they were originally a hockey team.
Yep.
See?
Yeah.
They were relocated to the Garden State in 1982. The New Jersey Sports and Exhibition Authority sponsored a statewide newspaper contest to determine the new nickname, and some of the other finalists include the Americans, the Blades, the Coastals, the Colonials, the Gulls, the Jaguars, the Meadowlanders, and Meadowlarks. While some fans objected to the winning selection on religious grounds, one threatened the life of a reporter who was covering the search, the Devil has an entirely non-religious folk history in New Jersey. According to legend, a harmless creature known as the Leeds Devil, or the Jersey Devil, roamed the Pine Barrens in the southern part of the state from 1887 to 1938. All right, so you're going to know all this. You're going to be so popular at your next brewski party. All right, so it had nothing to do with Satan. It had to do with somebody who roamed New Jersey. Okay, now we've got the New York Islanders. When New York's expansion Major League Baseball franchise held a Name the Team contest in 1961, Islanders finished third behind the Mets and the Empires. Mm-hmm. 11 years later, Islanders was selected as the nickname for New York's new hockey team, which plays its home games on Long Island.
And now they're moving to Brooklyn next year. The Islanders are.
Well, I
Brooklyn
suppose.
Arena.
Yeah, so they probably won't change their name. Probably don't need to, because New York being an island, I don't know. Well, we'll see.
But yeah, the Islanders are going to be playing starting next year in the Barclays Center.
I was going to say Barclays. Yeah.
Yep.
Have you ever been to Barclays Center?
No, I've never been to New York.
It's an amazing situation. I mean, it's amazing, except it's so steep that, you know, Madison Square Garden doesn't have much of a rise. Barclay is incredibly steep, and so the problem is, even if you have good seats, things seem very far away.
Hmm.
I mean, but it's really cool in terms of walk around places, and they have like mac and cheese, and I mean the food there is much better than most places.
Yeah, and it's MSG is definitely like on my bucket list for like arenas slash stadiums.
Well, yeah, you should do Madison Square before you do Barclay. But I mean, they're both very different. And Madison Square Gardens just had a huge overhaul, a huge kind of renovation. The food's much better though at the Barclay, and you can get to the Barclay from basically there's no parking there. You get there on the train. Okay. Which you can do for Madison Square as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the old Madison Square is downtown. This one is across from the post office, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is the Philadelphia Flyers. They had a name the team contest after Ed Snyder, the then vice president of the Philadelphia Eagles, brought hockey back to the city of brotherly love in 1966. His sister Phyllis reportedly suggests the name Flyers, which sounds good when paired with Philadelphia, but doesn't have any meaning. She just liked the idea of the Phyllis Flyers. They should have called it the Philadelphia Phyllises. But so apparently it helps to have your brother sort of name the team. All right, so we're asking people if they were gonna name the team, what kind of sports? If you had a sports team, what sports team would you have?
I would probably want to own an NBA team because I'm a big basketball guy.
Yeah.
What?
All right, well, Manny's Men.
Manny's Men.
doesn't exactly ring, does it? All right, the Penguins. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sponsored a name the team. But Carol McGregor, the wife of one of the franchise's part owners, Jack McGregor, was the one responsible for the nickname. See, it helps to know the owner. But they described Carol McGregor came up with the name. I was thinking of something with a P, and I said to Jack, what do they call the Civic Arena? And he said, the Big Igloo. So I thought, Iced Pittsburgh Penguins. Mm-hmm. More than 700 of the 26,000 entries were for Penguins. So that makes some sense. Although they could have called them the Inuits. Philadelphia Inuit doesn't work, does it? The Bruins. Grocery store tycoon Charles Adams, not the one who's the cartoonist, bought a team to Boston. He hired former hockey great Art Ross to serve as his general manager. Adams tasked Ruff with coming up with a nickname for one of the requirements being the team's colors would be the same as his grocery store chains, brown and yellow. So he decided on Bruins. Well, that's not a very, very good story. I'm brown and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But we now know what the colors. The Buffalo Sabres, who have the same color uniforms as the Bruins, actually. They entered the league in the 70s. They wanted the nickname to be unique. They sponsored, named the team, and decided on the Sabres with a Buffalo featured prominently in the team's logo. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, a Buffalo Saber? I mean, it should be a Buffalo Bill or something. I mean,
well,
Saber doesn't have anything to do with Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, that's the NFL team is the Buffalo Bills, and they have the Buffalo on their helmet.
Yeah.
Helmet design, yeah.
Yeah, this is with the Saber. All right, the Canadiens, well, that's pretty straightforward. 1909, so... I mean, we're talking about American hockey starting in 1925, so this was 1909. He created the Club du Hockey Canadien. He wanted his team, a charter member of the National Hockey Association, which is different than the NHL, to appeal to Montreal's francophone population, and he hoped to drum up a rivalry with the city's established team, the Wanderers. The Canadiens are often referred to as the Habs or Les
Habs. Yep.
Yeah, abbreviation of Le Habitant. The name for the early settlers of New France. Did you know that? Have you ever heard them referred that way?
Oh, the Habs? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Did you know what it referred to?
That part I did not know, but I've known for a long time that they're kind of nicknamed.
I'm just giving you. You're going to be so smart the next time. Are you going to go watch the games?
Oh yeah, no, I enjoy the NHL. I mean, it's a lot of
fun. Well, hockey I think is the fastest game.
I live in a state where hockey.
That's true,
is
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and in Denver, when I was a kid, got rid of football and played hockey. So Denver has a long history. University of Denver was good in hockey then. All right, this is all right. Let's see which team this is. I don't even know what it is. The Ottawa Senators. 1883, won 11 Stanley Cups. When they returned in 92 after a 60-year hiatus, the nickname, a reference to Ottawa's status as Canada's capital city, was an obvious choice. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life.
It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. All right, so we have kind of, I'll tell you the cool story of the day and the terrible story of the day. Terrible story of the day. Did you see this? That a 25-year-old teacher in Georgia apparently was passing out condoms to the kids and telling them when the storeroom was empty so they could have sex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Apparently, they found out, he's a middle school teacher, he's 25, he was taken into custody. He's been charged with 4 misdemeanor counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
My goodness.
I know. Arranged with students when the classroom would be empty and gave them condoms. Well, at least they gave them condoms.
Yeah.
They said he's been removed from the classroom. You think? They said it's unclear of whether or not he has a lawyer. If I were he, I would get a lawyer and perhaps a therapist. There you go. Here's another bad news story. A Tennessee family is accused of spending $187 million for cancer charities on themselves, misusing donations. Good news stories. L.A. becomes the largest city to boost minimum wage. Good for L.A.
Yeah. It's up pretty high, too. It's up to over $15 an hour, I think, isn't it?
Good for L.A., yeah. Let's see. A congressman with millions in legal fees is trying to get a raise. Did you see, our the big story in New York right now is the manicurist. That there was a big story in the New York Times, I guess about a week ago, that said essentially these women were slaves, that they had to pay to be there, and then the most they could get is tips, and when they had to buy like masks or emery boards or something, they had to pay for them themselves. So,
wow.
The idea that the $25 manicure pedicure is going to be a thing of the past, which it probably should be. Probably should be.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pull that story up, but I think it is. I think it's around $15, which is good for L.A. Here's my favorite story, though, in terms of, you know, one of the questions we asked, which is, okay, technology, what would you do to make the world a better place? All right, KFC. All right? They make a wireless tray keyboard, which keeps your phone free from tasty grease. All right? So the idea being, they've got this great idea. It started in Germany as part of an advertising campaign. They're saying the tray is much bigger than a paper one and syncs to your phone in seconds over Bluetooth. Then you can just type away, though you will have to interact with your phone to change apps. It also wipes clean. It's rechargeable. These mats are so good that every single one handed out to German customers was taken home, even if it wasn't supposed to be.
Hmm.
All right? So I would buy that, wouldn't you? I'd buy it to have it at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Which is why people are so good on them. Apparently it's made by this crowd. But so you can sort of eat to your heart's content, your finger looking good, will not get your phone. Because no matter what you do with your phone, right?
Right.
It gets fingerprints all over it and icky stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, so this is a good news story, too. There are a couple good news stories. We tried desperately to find good news stories in a world where there's, you know, bikers, you know, 65-year-old men are shooting each other. Please. There was a man who was, as a high school kid or as a young man, was bullied. And apparently one of the guys who was the chief bullier, sent the following letter. I was recently talking with my 10-year-old daughter about bullies. She asked me if I'd ever bullied anyone, and sadly, I had to say yes. What came to mind is how lousy and mean I was to you when you were in junior high school. I want to apologize. If we lived in the same state, I would apologize to your face. I don't even know if you remember, but I do, and I'm sorry. How cool is that?
Wow. He said,
it unlocked something in me I didn't realize I'd been holding on to. I cried a little bit. It was so moving. So he sent back the following letter.
Mm. Wow.
Louis, I'm quite moved by this. Thank you and accept your apology. In 20 years, the only person to apologize for being a bully to me when we were younger. I hope you can proudly tell your daughter that you've also apologized for it and that we are good. It's amazing what 20 years and children can do to us, no? Thank you again, and I hope you stand up to bullying anytime you see it. Have a great day.
Hmm. Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, very cool.
And the rest of the note is, thank you, your forgiveness means more than you know, and I hope I am, Kit, the last to ask forgiveness from you. I don't know what, or it probably means not. Spell check. How cool is that, right?
Yeah, very cool.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, among other things, the point is it's never too late to apologize. And, you know, that we're not necessarily nice creatures at every moment of our life, but once we acknowledge it, and I'm delighted that they're both alive, that they both got in touch with one another, that, you know, that we're not necessarily the people we're going to be when we're in our early teens or even late teens. So there we go.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. You know, this is an issue that's come up a bunch of times. And, you know, I'll tell you what, let's put up on Facebook, to whom do you owe an apology? Okay? Let's put that up and see what happens.
Sure.
Or I suppose we could also put up, who owes you an apology? Let's put both up. Let's put them up as separate kinds of things, because maybe we'll get responses to both. And I don't necessarily want to combine them, because I think one is taking responsibility, and the other is probably feeling a little sorry for ourselves. So let's put them up as two separate. To whom do you owe an apology, and who do you think owes you an apology? Let's put them up as two separate things. We can talk about that, okay? So this is another issue that we've talked about here a lot, and it's not going to go away. It's been an issue. The whole idea of medical ethics has been an issue for a long time. You know, right to die, for example, and the fact that we can keep people alive, does that mean we should? But now we're talking about gene editing. And so the idea being, and this has been around, again, for a long time, the idea of eugenics, of making, you know, choosing not only the sex of your baby, which has been, I mean, and hopefully this is before birth, not after birth, because, as you know, that China has done the one-child policy for a long time. And the result is that girl children are either given away or abandoned. And sometimes killed. So, which is, you know, after the fact. This is talking about essentially in utero or even before that. So they're talking about, you know, could you choose a baby that was going to be this tall and this color hair? And so the idea is, what changes are ethical and which are not, and who determines it? They're talking about them as calling them custom-ordered babies. Does this mean that if we can do it, which again, it depends on what exactly you mean. If we can do it, does that mean we should do it? Is there such a thing as a perfect human being? And there are getting to be more and more discussions about it. And I think that basically most people would say no, but maybe that's something we can talk about as well. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, I don't want to appear whiny to you folks, God forbid, but I've got about 25 minutes here, and if you guys do what you did yesterday, which four people called me with like 8 minutes left to go in the program. So if you're going to call, call now. Fair enough? All right. Because, I mean, I really want to give you as much time as I can. And it's not viable, folks. Just not viable. 855. All right, I'm winding. 855-993-7569. All right. Manny.
Yes.
So tell me, let's do another email so I don't get too far behind.
Sure.
And hopefully four people won't call us with 4 seconds left to go. But we'll, I'll just sort of believe in everybody.
This emailer chose to remain anonymous, which of course is perfectly fine.
Absolutely. Or make up a name, whatever you want.
They say, Dr. Joy, I would really love for your advice on my situation. I'm 29 and I've been married for almost 2 years. We've been together for over 9 years. I have always wanted a family, but my husband really does not want any children. It is not that he doesn't like children, but he thinks that having them will affect our relationship. We both came from split homes and know a lot of people that are divorced. We've had a lot of talks about this, and he has agreed to have one child, but he still says that he feels that it will change everything and we will possibly grow apart. He has been told by a lot of his friends that kids change everything and that they end up loving the child more than their partner. I guess I'm afraid that that will happen to us, but I'm also hopeful that we can make it work. We don't have any marital issues and are very happy, but I also want to have a family with him. Is there any way that I can help him be more comfortable with having a child, or do you think that having a child does actually affect the success of a marriage? If so, what can I do to mitigate that and keep our relationship intact after having a child? Thank you so
much. Good questions. First of all, hopefully this was something that you talked about before you got married, because you can't really have half a child. All right, so that's number one. Number two, do children change a marriage? Indubitably. But that's not necessarily bad. Time changes a marriage. The death of a parent changes a marriage. Getting a job, losing a job, going to school. I mean, there are all sorts of things that are going to happen to the two of you. So what I would do when I have couples, and I have had couples in therapy, where one wants to have a child and one doesn't. And again, you can't, I mean, you can compromise about a lot of things, but not a child. So what I do is I do two things, really. The first is for your husband to write down all the ways that he thinks having a child will change the marriage. And you can do the same. And usually men say, well, we won't have as much sex, or the baby will take up too much time, or we won't be able to take vacations. So what you can do, once you're talking about specifics, you can say, all right, I will sign a contract that says, even when we have a child, I will initiate sex twice a week from you. And I know that sounds a little silly, but it's very effective. Let's spend the next year traveling, and then, you know, we can start saving money after that until we get to the, because sometimes the issue is money. So, all right, let's figure out how much money we need to have. In other words, you can deal with a specific concern. You can't deal with an abstraction. Because he's right, you're both right, that children do change a relationship, but that's not necessarily bad. It doesn't mean that they make a relationship worse. They just make it different. All right, so that's number one, is to deal with the specifics. Number two, one of the things that is very effective is to switch the roles. But you have to do this sincerely. So you would write down, because writing down helps you to offset the fact that one of you may be a great deal more verbal than the other, all the reasons why it makes no sense to have a child, because you're the one who's saying, I want to have a child. He writes down all the reasons why having a child would make some sense. But you have to go into this being completely sincere, because otherwise it's cheating if he just says, well, I'm not going to write anything down because there's no reason to have it. I mean, you really have to kind of dig deep and think about the experience, not only from the other person's point of view, but from your point of view. And again, if the two of you get that list and then you want to call me about it, because, you know, I've helped an awful lot of people negotiate what happens. And quite often, it's very hard to convince someone who really wants to have a child not to. And sometimes that's what occurs in a second marriage, where an older man has married a younger woman and he really doesn't want to have children anymore. And that's one of those things you have to talk about before you get married, because that he already had. And she's going to come back and say, well, that's not fair. You already have children. Why should I be deprived of that? And sometimes, even if you've talked about it before the marriage, especially for women and men, as they get older, the idea of having a child becomes, you know, you've heard about women's biological time clock, and yours is still probably about 10 years away. But, and the two of you have already found some kind of compromise, which is the one child. And quite often people fall in love with that child, but don't start, if the two of you need to talk this out, because if you don't, what will happen is that your sex life will go to hell in a handbasket. Because given the fact that you're the one who wants to have a child, he should be responsible for birth control. So he doesn't distrust the fact that you're actually taking precautions. It doesn't put you in a position where you even consciously or unconsciously tempted to get accidentally pregnant. This is too big a decision for it to be accidental, even though the assumptions are that at least half the pregnancies in America are unplanned, which is chilling if you think about it. So the point is, instead of having a war about this, have a discussion about it. And it doesn't have to happen instantaneously. You don't have to make, I mean, the good news about being 29 is you have a while to work this out. But talk about the specifics. Not that it will change the marriage, because it will, but how will it change the marriage? What's your fear? That you won't have time for me, or that we won't have sex, or there won't be enough money, or we can't travel, or that that you'll love the baby more than me. And that's probably the only one that you can't really negotiate, because obviously you're going to love your child differently than you're going to love your spouse. And the issue is not the love. The issue is the time spent. So if you can figure out that we'll get a nanny, or I'll continue to work, or we'll get this much money in the bank, or we'll do the traveling now, or you can have a motorcycle, or I can have a motorcycle. I mean, deal with the specifics of it, and I think you'll find yourself in much better shape than just having the, well, I want to have a child, you don't. And obviously, I mean, someone's going to say, well, how come you didn't suggest adoption? But my guess is that the issue that an adopted child is going to raise the same issues. It's just that that the woman doesn't go through the pregnancy, obviously. So, all right. So the point being, talk about it and be specific about it, and then try doing a little role reversal and see where the two of you get. All right. And it's amazing how effective it can be. Because there, I mean, all your friends who say it changes it, but try to talk to somebody who changed, for whom it changed better. Because there really are people who feel that that the child really made their relationship better. It certainly makes it to a certain extent, sort of cements the marriage quite often, that people who might ordinarily, when they're having a spat, walk away from one another when they're children, I think, take the marriage more seriously. Because the marriage, and look, I'm not necessarily advocating that the two of you have children, because there are childless relationships. But that's not what you're talking about here. You're talking about you wanting a child, he doesn't. If neither of you wanted a child, that'd be fine. If both of you wanted a child, that would be fine. What you've got here is a difficulty here, that you want to have a child and he doesn't. And the likelihood is that your wish to have a child may increase with time, because we know that there really is this kind of biological time clock. And as women get closer to the time where they can't have children, as they approach 40, that all of a sudden they get the hots for a baby. And, you know, again, these days, there are lots of ways of offsetting a lot of the issues that people have about a child changing their lives. But it doesn't mean, again, I'm not necessarily advocating that everybody should have a child, because I don't think they should. But and both of you can point out that you're going to be different kind of parents. That may also be a very valuable discussion to have about how did your father treat you that you didn't like, or how did your mother treat you that you didn't like. So, I keep coming back to the same issue, that the way to deal with is just to talk about it and be very specific, and don't talk about what's going to change or won't be the same. Your marriage isn't the same today as it was 2 years ago. It won't be the same in 2 years that it is today. It doesn't mean that you can't have date nights. It doesn't mean that you can't have a great sex life. It doesn't mean that you can't have an adult-centered marriage, which is a much healthier proposition all the way around than the American model, which is a child-centered relationship. But a lot of people have been able to figure out ways of making a relationship, a marriage, adult-centered, not child-centered, which is much safer for the kid, much better for the adults. At some point, that kid's going to walk away. And having your kid think the best time of their life was when there was a child is not a very good grounding for future reality. So the idea, if the two of you can pull this off, of how do we have a vibrant, loving marriage that is very similar to what we have now and still bring a child into it, if you could do that, you're in great shape. All right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I thought I would. I found the article about the LA boosting the minimum wage. It's actually a very good story. It's currently the minimum wage in LA is $9, which is more than the national average. The city council voted 14-1. To increase it to $15 an hour by 2020. And okay. The idea is, yeah, they're basically increasing it by a dollar increment over the next 5 years.
Gotcha. I thought it was, when I read the headline, I thought it was up to 15 already. I'm like, wow,
no.
Huge jump.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that's a, what is it? It'd be a 40% jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not what they're doing. In fact, it'd be a 50% jump. The first increase happens in July 2016, which goes to $10.50. Labor unions supporters are displeased that the ordinance will take place over 5 years. Small business owners who have till 2021 to comply complain that the nearly 50% increase will hurt their bottom line. Well, they have 5 years to get it done. The impact of the council's endorsement of a $15 minimum wage is huge. There was an earlier proposal raising the rate to $15.25 by 2019. Found that more than 600,000 workers, over 40% of the LA workforce, would ultimately benefit from the increase. Look, folks, it's the only way we need to do it. It's kind of my, and this is certainly more than 10%, but it's basically it's about 10% a year, which is my whole point of tithing. If everybody just gave up 10%, 10% is not presumably going to completely change your lifestyle. And I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about corporations. I'm talking, and of course, that's going to be the problem. You and I might be willing to do it. But, I mean, corporations that make, you know, billions of dollars, they just give back 10%. You know, take all the tax incentives and the write-offs, but 10%. The bill in its current form includes tipped workers, meaning that tips would not count toward the proposed minimum wage base pay of $15, which I think is fair. California is one of seven states that include tip workers among regular minimum wage workers, but they too would benefit from the pay bump. The restaurant industry has expressed concerns that they expect some restaurants within margins to close once the new wage standards kick in. Yeah, but that's what everybody says. That's what they said when they outlawed smoking, you know, when they said you could use trans fat. That's what everybody says. Okay, it's going to hurt business. And it doesn't. Whether cities should have different minimum wages than states or the national has been an ongoing concern. The trend has picked up popularity since Santa Fe and San Francisco enacted a higher wage than the federal minimum in 2003, with six major cities increasing wages to above the $10 mark in the coming years. The city of Los Angeles, the second biggest city in the nation, is leading the nation. In New York, Andrew Cuomo has sought to increase the minimum wage for fast food workers, while Mayor Bill de Blasio has called for minimum wages to be raised to $15 by 2019. So they're just a year difference. Nationally, congressional Democrats are looking to increase minimum wage to $12 by 2020, which is less. But I mean, yeah. As I said, I mean, look, we're a democracy. The only way to have... If nothing else, look, view it as enlightened self-interest. A country where you have a large group of people who have nothing to lose is an unstable situation. And the idea being, I mean, we talked about food stamps and the fact that living, you know, I was talking to somebody about it this morning. I had breakfast with someone this morning, and I said, you know, we did this whole thing, this challenge, about $6 a day. And said, that doesn't sound like very much. And said, she and her husband go, and they spend about $75 a week between the two of them, which is essentially, you know, it's about close enough to say. But she said, that's only for dinner. And they don't eat dinner at home every night. So, you know, it's not a huge amount of money. I mean, it can be done. And she and I sort of came up with the same notion, which is, eggs, you know, eggs are cheap and high in protein and good for you. So, and you can do a lot with them. But there you go. Alrighty, I've got, what have I got here? About 2 minutes?
Actually, more like 3.5 minutes.
I've got 3.5 minutes. Alright, I'll tell you what. How about, let's do the unappreciated. Can we do unappreciated in 3 minutes? This is my wine a couple of weeks ago where I found out that I had given an endowment to my alma mater and somebody... it was in the write-up, they knew that I'd given them money, never got a thank you note. It was, they lived in New York for the summer, not a phone call, not nothing. And I said, all right, so unappreciated. Let's see where people have felt unappreciated.
Well, you kind of caught me off guard here.
I did?
Yeah, because I had it, and then when you started talking minimum wage, I thought we weren't going to.
So you thought you were unappreciated?
So now I have to scramble around and find.
All right, well, you can talk about it. Then it's on you, babes, to tell me when you felt unappreciated. You know, well, let's talk about the other for a minute. I won't put you in this. The whole point, you know, even the letter for the bully, the whole point is that attention must be paid, that you have a whole different response to people who say thank you. You have a whole different response to people who say I'm sorry. You have a whole different response to people saying, can you explain this? The idea is that we're given brains, we are given hearts, we are given heads, we are given mouths, so that we can communicate with one another, not necessarily to yell at each other, but to say, help me understand this. All right? And that we can all do that. So the next time you're thinking about being angry with somebody or feeling like somebody has wronged you, use those, you know, use your head, use your heart, use your inside, use your words to say, can you explain this to me? All right? And it will change everything. It will change, and not only will it change the lining of your stomach, but it will change the world. You know, if we start asking questions, and instead of blaming people, instead of being angry, instead of, unless you're a Hell's Angel, I know they weren't Hell's Angels, they were Bandidos and Comanches or something, Commandos. That instead of sort of slugging somebody, that if we say, explain it to me, so that it takes the hurt out of it, it takes the notion that somehow we're being victimized, just by asking the question, you're changing something from passivity to active, to saying, can we talk about this? And basically, that's how we're going to find the solutions, is we can talk about it. And Manny can have till tomorrow to find what people...
I've actually got it now.
I've got what, like 35 seconds?
You got about 45 seconds, yeah.
All right, well, now you have to tell me what... Tell me where you felt appreciated or unappreciated in 45 seconds.
Well, I can tell you where I felt appreciated.
Okay.
I think... You know, my sister and my mother have always told me how much they appreciate me, just because, you know, I grew up in a, you know, single
female household.
Yeah, a female household with two women, and they've always appreciated the kind of man that I've grown up to be in these 31 years on this earth. So they've always told me how much they've appreciated me. So,
well, and I appreciate the fact that they appreciate you, because you don't yell at me. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.